This is The Savvy Traveler. I'm Rudy Maxa. Just like when I was a kid, young people continue to be drawn by the lure of travel. But the places they go seem to be more exotic these days, and they seem to spend more time traveling. Makes you wonder what inspires the wanderlust of young people today, and if their experiences are different from those of my baby boomer pals who lived out of backpacks 30 years ago. Edward Hasbrook is the author of the book Practical Nomad, How to Travel Around the World. He stopped by recently to chat about travel trends among the young. And I asked him if he thinks young people are in search of paradise, or are there other compelling reasons they have to see the world?
I don't think most people who set off on extended journeys are looking primarily for a vacation or for an escape or for paradise. I think they're looking much more for understanding of a world that has profound effects on their lives here in America. And I think that's one of the big shifts in travel, is that younger people are going with a much more open-minded attitude, and I think there's more recognition from society around them that traveling is not trying to escape from the world, but trying to immerse oneself in it and learn more about it.
And were those of us who are considered baby boomers, is that what we were trying to do back in the 60s and early 70s, escape?
I don't think by and large that it was, but I think the attitude of society towards someone who is taking 6 months or a year and setting out to travel around the world was that they were running away from America and its problems and its society. Today, when a young person says, I want to take some time, realizing that I'm going to be living my life in a global world, the response isn't going to be, why are you running away? But great, how can I encourage you? How can I support that?
I have a 23-year-old daughter who lives and works in New York City, and she just quit her job. She's decided she's never been to the South, and she wants to find a bayou town in Louisiana and go hang out for a month. Should I be disturbed as a dad?
Not at all. You know, I work in my day job at Airtrex.com. Last year, a quarter of our customers were women traveling alone, most of them traveling to places far more exotic than the Louisiana bayous. I think one of the big changes in travel since the baby boomers were young is far more women feeling empowered to travel and more of them traveling on their own.
Let's talk about how generational differences affect the travel habits. Where do young people go today compared to 30 years ago, and do they stay away from home longer?
I think they're going to a wider range of places. 30 years ago, there were certainly some people going to Asia or Africa or Latin America, but I think we've made real progress in moving away from the Eurocentrism of our culture, and I think that's had the most effect on the attitudes of young people. Young people don't assume that seeing the world means seeing Europe, and more of them are figuring out that for the price of a summer in Europe, they could spend 6 months or a year traveling in more affordable parts of the third world.
Now, if my son came to me and said he wanted to take a year off after high school and travel the world, should I let him?
Well, I think that's happening more and more. That's been a particularly British phenomenon. There's even a word for it in the UK now, the gap year. Something like a third of the students admitted to British universities this year deferred their entrance into university till a year after leaving high school. And there's come to be a strong expectation that people will spend that year, at least in part, in travel.
And how important is planning a trip like this? And how much does, say, a year-long odyssey cost?
We looked recently at some data from the U.S. Department of Commerce. In 1998, the average American going abroad for 6 months budgeted a total of about $7,000, including their airfare and all of their expenses both before and during the trip.
That's not a whole lot.
Not at all. You could spend more on a two-week cruise, and many people do. I think the bigger barriers to travel are not that it's profoundly difficult. The bigger barriers are simply psyching yourself up to ask for the time and to empower yourself to really say, this isn't just something I want to do, this is something I'm going to do. If anyone listening thinks somebody like me could not get 6 months off, you're wrong.
Edward Hasbrook is the author of Practical Nomad, How to Travel Around the World.